So we're going to close out focusing on sort of the practical question that we hear from a lot of people in terms of sequencing in pancreatic NET. And Philip, I thought your patient really would be a good one to get into this. So maybe you can just focus on, you know, her recent situation in June when you decided to treat her and the options that you considered.
So 52-year-old lady, full-time employment, who has a stressful job, comes to us with the left side abdominal pain. Actually, she comes to us after she had the previous treatment elsewhere, and she did have a mass which was in the tail of the pancreas, hypervascular, and she underwent a distal pancreatectomy, but also they removed the spleen, part of the colonic flexure, and also the left adrenal gland, well-differentiated neuroendocrine tumor, 2 out of 8 lymph nodes involved. And the people who treated her gave her adjuvant radiation therapy. At the time, completed radiation in February of 2012, and soon after that, they did a scan to see what's going on, and she had at least 6 liver metastases bilobar. That was kept under watchful waiting until more recently when she started to have progression. She underwent radioembolization, both lobes of the liver, stable disease for a number of months, and then she started to develop disease progression, remains asymptomatic. And she was given the options of chemotherapy, as you mentioned, everolimus or sunitinib, and she chose to go on everolimus 10 milligram a day.
So I wanted to get your take in terms of these choices. When you went through this with her, how did you sort of present it to her in terms of risks and benefits of these 3 major options, and why was the decision made to use everolimus?
I mean, for a patient like this who was completely asymptomatic and she wanted to continue to work, the capecitabine appeared to her the one which will give her the most in terms of side effects, although we agree that it's a relatively well-tolerated treatment. And the issue of the sunitinib, again, she was concerned about the hypertension and some of the other side effects, and she realizes that it's going to be a sequential treatment. And she only chose to start with everolimus as her first leg of the treatment for her metastatic disease.
And how is she doing in terms of...
She's doing well. We haven't done the next scan yet. I'd like to do the scan not less than 3 months, because in this type of disease, which inherently it's not a rapidly progressive disease, she's asymptomatic, so I chose to do a scan 3 months after starting the treatment.
And what about side effects? Mucositis, there's obviously everolimus now is part of breast cancer treatment. It's been around for renal cell cancer. What happened with her?
She's had some fatigue, I would say grade 1, but otherwise she has continued to work thus far.